At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains a personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of Optavia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current Optavia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday Night Coach Call. My name is Dan Bell. I'm your host for tonight. My honor to be here with everybody and excited that you've taken the time tonight to be with all of us. And, you know, we just finished a great month in May and just celebrated Memorial Day. And now we're starting a new month in June. And we got a lot of green lights ahead of us, folks. So this is a really exciting time for us. And, you know, we got conventions just around the corner. You want to make sure that you are either going to attend it virtually or you've already gotten your tickets for the live event. But you don't want to miss that. It's going to be way too powerful. We haven't been together as an organization in 2 years. And because of COVID, and getting together this time is going to be really, really awesome. So, you know, we got a great lineup for you tonight. I hope you got your pen and your paper out, or if you're taking notes on your on whatever device that you're using, because you're going to learn a lot of really great stuff tonight. And we've got three really talented individuals that are going to talk to you about some things that are important to every coach. You know, we are in the people business. You know, and being in the people business means empathy is an important thing, being empathetic. And another thing is important is for us to be conscious and to be aware of, you know, where people are coming from. So tonight's topic is really appropriate to every single coach. And it's not just every single coach because, you know, in life, it's all about relationships, right? And so you're going to learn a lot tonight. So the topic for tonight is my planet, your planet, seeing things from other people's perspective. And to start things off tonight, I got the honor to bring on board Global Director out from California, Jennifer Brown. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much. And hello to my fellow Optavians. Hello to my fellow coaching family. Hey, so I better understand who we're chatting with tonight. I just want to invite you to hop in the chat and tell us how long have you been coaching? I'm really curious who is on tonight. Welcome if you are a new coach. And no matter how long you've been coaching, I'm just glad you're here. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Dan, for the invitation to share tonight. I just love our community and I love our Monday nights together when we can continue to learn and grow. I'm honored to be partnering this evening with Zena and Claire. We have been enjoying getting to know each other as we will be sharing about this idea, Dan, as you said, my planet, your planet. And basically, what this means is the ability to see things from other people's perspectives. Dan, you and Dr. A brought in the wonderful Helen Irwin, who helped us create our habits of transformational leadership. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's these leadership tenets that is helping create world-class leaders so that we can get out in the world and stand apart from what else is out there. We're not coaching a diet. We're coaching that lifelong transformation. I worked with Helen one-on-one and have been part of the Transformational Leadership Development Training since it started. And the tools that I have learned from her have not only helped me in my coaching business, but in my role as a mom, as a wife, as a friend. And even though I've grown so much and learned so much, I know I have a lot more to grow. And so it's our hope tonight that we can share with the field some of the concepts we have learned from Helen and from our Habits of Health system. So I came to Optavia. And it was originally through the trilogy of Needing Healthy Body that this gift was shared with me. Having been pre-diabetic, tired, stressed from working five jobs, I didn't have the tools to manage my relationship to food and had only known a world of yo-yo dieting. And through this gift of Optavia, I lost 55 pounds and I felt hope for the first time in my life that indeed I would have the tools to stop the yo-yo dieting and start living the life I knew deep down I was meant to live. And as my health transformed, I decided to pay it forward as a coach. I would imagine some people on tonight have a similar story. Your life transformed and you can't help but help others. And so, yes, Optavia also helped me move the dial on other parts of our trilogy as well, healthy mind and healthy finances. But there is something so important, Dan, that I have learned from Helen. When we decide to pay this gift forward and join Dr. A's mission of getting America healthy, we have to remember that the focus is really no longer on us. Yes, we can use our stories that will be powerful and can be used to start the conversation, because there's probably people out there who will relate to some part of our story. But if you're a newer coach on here tonight, I want to encourage you to seek to understand before being understood. Let me say that again. Seek to understand before being understood. One of the greatest gifts that we can give somebody else is to feel understood. So if we can learn to take the focus off of us, off of you, and understand your potential client, understand your client on client check-in days, understand the coaches that you might be partnering with, wow, we have a huge opportunity to be able to help give such a great gift beyond even healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. There is nothing like the idea of feeling understood. So what often unites us as Optavia coaches is a desire for better health and well-being, and our experiences can be used for good in serving others. I love the quote, "You can't have compassion until you first had pain." Our pain might give us a very unique ability to better understand what someone else is going through. We want to use that. But our experiences and the view from which we see it won't always be the same with the people that we're talking to. So I want to encourage you to think about it like this. There's two planets, right? When we are inhabiting our planet, we really want to become curious about their planet. Seek to understand before being understood. And feeling understood is one of the primary foundations of connection. Connection and how we do it is what makes us unique as Optavians. So let me say that us understanding is secondary to if somebody else feels understood. So does this mean as a coach that we're not offering corrections? No, but if you find the good in them, if you can offer your perspective from their side, stepping into their world, just know that listening is a superpower. And the more we actively listen, the more influential we can be in possibly helping them course correct if that's what's needed. Helen often would say, too much inquiry leads to suspicion. Too much advocacy leads to resistance. But as we listen, we must also note that we as humans are meaning machines. We're always giving meaning to the information coming to us. A stimulus is always happening, and then we make it mean something. So this will be true for our planet, how we are interpreting the issues of the stories that our clients or our coaches are telling us. And the same thing will be true for the person that we are talking to. See, most people don't actively listen. They're actively thinking about how they're going to respond to whatever their client is complaining about or struggling with, you know, or what your coaches might be sharing with you. And we're often, you know, listening for proof to contribute to the story that maybe we have about them. So three quick principles when listening and seeking to understand. First of all, be here, be present and nowhere else, not even thinking about your next question you're going to ask or how you're going to respond or how you want to use your story or your experiences. It's not about you. So be here and nowhere else. And secondly, be curious. Not certain. Don't go in trying to save the day. And that brings me to point three, be the resolution and not the solution. We're not their savior. We're not the hero coach. We are here truly to seek to understand, get the focus off you, I'm going to get this focus off of me. It's not about me. Just use your story to relate to them, ask great questions, and know that they are filtering information on their planet based on their life stories and experiences. Here's the thing. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So if you can listen well, learn the skill set of asking good questions, understand that everyone is standing on a planet that is different than yours and seek to better understand their planet, wow, guys, you will have the best chance of truly impacting your clients and coaches. Now, I'm going to introduce Zena Bodnar. She is one of the coaches that has rocked the skill set, and she's going to expand on these topics with her amazing story. Hey, Zena, are you there? Will you take it away, girl?
I am, Jennifer. Thank you so much. And, you know, I definitely have been using my ears, and boy, am I grateful for the power of my voice, because no joke, I have notes here. They're not working tonight. Okay. Actively listening. What I heard you say, Jennifer, was pain. Okay. We have all learned that the obstacle is the way. And let me let you in on my planet. All right. I was introduced to Obdavia about 3.5 years ago. And prior to that, actually this July, I actually lost my son. I was 20 weeks pregnant with him. And due to unforeseen, unknown situation, we lost him. And what attracted me to Obdavia was not only was it a weight loss program, but I was watching one of my best friends, Michelle Clifford, transforming her life. And I said, wow, my planet is really dark and heavy. I need to know how I can get in on hers. And in walking my journey, not only did I lose 30 pounds, because let's be honest, the weight that we bear in our minds, our heavy thoughts, that's what's reflective on our bodies. So Obdavia gave me the tools to reset my mindset. And when you have that power, see, this is the cool part. When you have that invisible power, you pay that forward and you begin helping others live the life that you've only dreamed of, but yet you know it's a reality. And that's where I truly saw the vision and mission of Obdavia. Because what I learned, not only in myself, but in what Jennifer was talking about and listening carefully, you know, I've learned that people want a couple things. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be validated, and they want to be understood. Guys, I'm going to say that again. When you're doing a health assessment, when you have somebody that has trust in you, please see them, please hear them, validate them, and make them know that they are understood. Because as I was going through my healing, I know words are power, all right? I didn't want to hear you could try again. I wanted someone to sit and listen and help me grow my tool belt of mental success to process my emotion. And that's where the life book came into play. It was an amazing, amazing tool, not only for my own journey in getting validation that, you know, there are 8 dominant emotions and it's okay to feel, all right? And learning how to process. And through that, we learn how to manage. But see, what we learn for us on our planet, it's not going to be the same for someone else's planet. So I always have my health guide with me, my coach's guide with me when someone allows me into their planet. Now you're probably wondering, well, how can I listen carefully, or how can I even get in on their planet? Hey guys, I'm going to give you a really awesome question. You ready for this? Get your pen. Tell me, what's on your mind? Right there, that is allowing them to know it's safe to open the door. They're telling you what's weighing in their head. And they are speaking to you and you are listening, because you know why? Their why is becoming your why. And you are feeling everything that they are feeling. And you know that you have the tools to change their world. When we have that gift and they are done, mentally unloading on you, what you thought was just 20 pounds, but now you really know what is holding that those 20 pounds on their body. I always follow up with feel, felt, found. That is such a skill set that I learned from the beginning of my mentorship, and it validates the feeling. It has them know that they are not alone. And it also shows success, that we are not of the poor mindset, but we were just a little broken. But let me tell you something about broken glass, everybody. It makes the most beautiful mosaics. So here we are, beautiful pieces of artwork, okay? And how can you not want to mold someone into the best version of themselves? This gives them ownership. This gives them accountability. This gives them self-efficacy, all right? And one of the best questions in the coach's guide that I use on a daily basis is, now knowing what you know, how could you respond differently next time? See, as Jennifer said, we want to build a resolution, not give them the solution. We want to give them the power, all right? This is where they truly become that title. This is where we all have become this incredible title, the dominant force in our life. And you guys, we are on a power mission, a power mission, a mission that empowers people to change their life. By taking the time, entering their world, guess what? We're going to change the world one person at a time. And I cannot think of a better person to close us out than Claire Stowell. Claire, I would love to introduce you and have you share. There you are, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I loved hearing your story. And I feel that we all have a different entry point with Optavia, and mine was different than Zena and Jennifer. I have been in the fitness world for 20 years as a physical therapist. So I knew that I had to be a part of it, and I wanted to diversify my practice and offer more for my patients. I had no idea that it would be offering more to my family and my friends when I made that decision. So it has completely impacted my life and enriched it so much. And I just wanted to come here today and just share an experience that happened to me in my young 20s that really impacted the way I connect with others. And back in my early 20s, I was called to serve a mission in Los Angeles, California, Spanish speaking. And I had never taken a Spanish class. I always wanted to, but I never did. And so here I was in LA, okay? And LA is a challenging place to learn Spanish because it's an English-speaking world as well. Another greater challenge to me is it's the melting pot. It's the land of opportunity. Everyone comes to LA for the dream, to build a bigger, better life. Sound familiar? So here I was in Los Angeles trying my best to learn Spanish because I wanted to connect with the people that I would be serving. And I could not without the language. So I sought every opportunity I could. Anytime I saw anyone that would, I think, would speak Spanish with me, I would say, ¿Cómo está? And I would wait. I would wait for a smile. I would wait for an invitation. And as Dan Bell says, I would look and see if the window was open. And when I got a smile and a nod and a reciprocated, you know, invitation to talk, I leaned in and I would just, I had very few vocabulary words, right? But they didn't know that from the very beginning, or they probably did, right? It was probably obvious in my accent, but I would sit and proceed to try to learn as much as I could about that person. And the unique thing again about LA, the melting pot, is not only are you learning Spanish, but you're connecting with people from Guatemala and Honduras and Puerto Rico and Cuba and just so many places. So I had to learn all the different slang and vocabulary and accents, and it was challenging. So every time I would meet with someone and just ask them how they're doing, I would then have to lean in because they would proceed to share and share and share. And it was so important to me as I listened and I learned, I was unable to continue the conversation unless I recapped what I heard. And it was my opportunity to practice these new words that I was learning, new slang, new, I had to practice the accent, everything. And so I would take some of their words and say, let me understand what you told me. So what I'm understanding is, and I would repeat what they shared. They didn't necessarily, well, they probably did know that it was some new language, new words for me. I was pretty transparent, so I'm sure they did. But I would then learn and grow because I sought to understand them before I could even dream of the next question or how to respond to something they might have said. And so it was a powerful experience to me that the best way to learn about people is to, number one, lean in. Number two, eye contact, connect, really understand that we're all unique. Not just people in LA that are from different countries coming to the land of opportunity, but really everyone of us in our neighborhoods, in our church communities, we're all unique. And I learned the importance of seeking to understand before being understood and recapping what I heard so that I could move forward and grow and create a connection. So we really connect authentically with people when we first seek to understand. And because of that experience, what I learned then, I had no idea was going to lay the foundation for my life. And now in my all my interactions, I reflect on what I learned. And when I reach out and connect with others as a health coach to try to help them, any individual with healthy body, mind, or finances, or as I'm connecting as an opportunity to share the business opportunity of coaching, I'm seeking, I'm leaning in, and I'm wanting to connect with who they are, the language they speak, and then and only then can we really move forward. And because of that, I feel like my life has been so enriched. It's been enriched by becoming a health coach. It's been enriched by all my experiences prior and ongoing. And I just feel honored to have this opportunity to continue to deep, to have that growth. And I'm going to turn it back over to Dan, who's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Claire. And thank you, Zena and Jennifer. What a wonderful job the three of you did tonight. I mean, this is such an important topic. You know, I remember reading a long time ago that a person's favorite subject is themselves, and their favorite word is their name. And it really speaks to what these three ladies have been talking about, really being authentic, being curious, being interested in someone else, giving them honor, acknowledging them, appreciating them. And when you do that, in effect, you become invisible to them. Because what they're feeling is that genuine, the genuineness of what you're doing. And it's so needed in our world, but definitely in our business, because our business is all about people. So anyway, thank you. This was a really fantastic coverage of this topic. Lots to learn on this topic, but we're all in the process of growing. So thank you, ladies, all three. It was really great. So now we're going to talk about what's coming after this call tonight. We've got our field-led call, and to share with us about what that topic is, let me bring on Leslie Began. Hey, Leslie.
Hey, Dan. Thank you so much. Yes, right after this in the Zoom room on the screen, we have an incredible night with my friend Mary Keel and I, and we are going to talk about entering into this summer season and truly giving you some practical tips for giving time to your priorities. It's going to be practical, a bit of motivation, a little bit of mindset, and you're going to walk away with the tools you need to make your priorities truly count and truly make progress forward in them during the summer season. So make sure to join us on the next call.
Well, great. Thanks, Leslie. Yeah, everybody wants to jump on that call. And of course, every Wednesday night, our community comes together again for Health and Hope Night. And to talk about what's coming up this Wednesday night, I have the honor to bring on Michelle and Josh Bamba. You guys there?
Yes, we're here. Thanks, Stan. Hello, everyone. We're so excited to come on and share something pretty special happening this Wednesday night. We're bringing you health and hope. You know, this call is going to be replacing the Habits of Health call, and we're just so excited for it. You know, as you know, the world really needs both right now. And so this night is there to really inspire those that are not yet clients and inspire your current clients as we really share Optavia as a whole. You know, aside from us sharing our story, you're going to hear from three incredible global directors who've experienced both health and hope with Optavia and transformed their physical health, their mental health, and their financial health. No, we're here to show everyone that we're more than just a weight loss company. We offer complete transformations in all areas. And so these stories are so powerful. And I know that they're going to inspire everyone watching. So it's definitely a call that you will want to invite everyone that you know to.
Yeah. And Dan, you know how much this world needs what we really have to offer, right? There's no better time to bring hope than now. It's going to be an incredible call. We're going to show people who Optavia is. And of course, what the next slide there's a reminder to opt into Monday and Wednesday webinar text. So basically there's a reminder every Wednesday for our clients, right? We're all clients as well. If we just text, Optavia 30 to 99000, it's going to send that reminder out. Us as coaches, we have the reminder for this call every Monday. So if we text Optavia coach to 99000, we're going to get reminders about all those stuff. So
yes, we're excited, you guys. So we will see you all Wednesday night. Thanks, Dan.
Well, thank you, guys. You know, that Wednesday night call is such a critical call for us because it is when our community comes together. And one thing I really love about our model and our culture in Optavia is we never pitch people. We basically share with them what's worked for us, what's worked for the folks that we've worked with. And we just ask them, you know, is this a match with what you're looking for? And it's done in such a professional and empathetic way. I mean, and people just, you know, the more you integrate your clients into this culture, the more you integrate your coaches into this culture, the stronger your business is going to be. Because really, you know, we are a family of clients and coaches. We are a tremendous health community, and we are changing this world. You know, we're in the U.S. right now, and we're in Hong Kong and Singapore, but there's a whole big world out there, and there's a lot to do here in the U.S., but there's also a lot to do in the world. So we need to spread that mission that was started so many years ago that so many people have contributed over all of these years. And if you look back at your life prior to Optavia, especially those of you who've been around a while, you know, what would your life look like if somebody hadn't come along and invited you to hear about this? So for Wednesday night, let's make sure that you bring your folks to that call, because that could change their life as it has for many people that are actually watching this tonight. So with that, I want to thank all of my guests tonight, Jennifer, Zena, Claire, Leslie, and then Josh and Michelle. Thank you guys for being on this call, and thank every one of you for being on this call. And make sure right after the call, you get on our field-led call, because you're going to learn a lot of really great stuff tonight. So with that, we'll see you all next week. Guys, have a wonderful week, and until we get back together again. Good night, everybody.
At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The previous audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of Optavia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current Optavia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.